Welcome to the Primal Pioneer, a no-nonsense podcast teaching you how to rewild your life and heal your body using nature's medicine kit. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd, classical homeopath, author of The Sunlight RX, and alternative healer. For the past decade, I've been helping people overcome acute and chronic health disorders and brain injuries using a 100% natural approach. Enjoy this episode and subscribe to this podcast to stay informed about your body, your health, and how to lead the healthiest life possible, even amidst our crazy modern world. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show today. Today, I am going to talk all about light, one of my favorite topics, of course, and I've talked a lot about light in other episodes, but today I'm going to specifically talk about why is light such a big deal when it comes to our health, okay? So I'm going to talk about that. Like, what actually does light do to influence our health? How does it influence our health, okay? So I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to lay that out for you. And then I'm going to get into a topic which I'm writing my next ebook on right now. It should be done in February sometime. If you're tuning into this, this will be released in the beginning of January 2022. So in February 2022, the ebook should be available, which is all about light bulbs and how to light your house in a way that supports your health. Because as many of you may know, and if you don't, you'll learn during this episode, the negative health effects that certain kind of light frequencies, man-made light specifically, which is also referred to as artificial light or junk light. I'm going to talk about why these light forms have such a drastic and dramatic impact on your health and what you can do to help prevent the negative health effects that junk light has on your health. So literally, this is one of the most frequent common questions I get asked is, what kind of light bulbs do I use in my home? It's a little complex, but once you get the hang of it, it's pretty simple. And towards the end of the episode, I'll get into more specifics with regard to that. And the ebook will really lay that out for you all as well, with regard to how to light your home, because we want to light it in a way that most closely resembles the sun. And then after sunset, of course, we need to then make our indoor environment, particularly with regard to the lighting, we need to reflect it with what's going on in the outside world and the natural world as well. So just in general, we don't want to have the same lights on 24/7, okay? So the way you light your home, it needs to depend on, it really depends on the time of day and the time of night. So I'll get more into that as we get further into the episode. But I want to start off by just going over this really important role that light plays on our health. And so I'm going to talk about the science here a little bit. And before you like yawn or like fast forward, I'm going to keep it really basic. And it's also gives a really clear picture with regard to, hey, whoa, okay, I see now why light plays such a huge role when it comes to my health. And likely, if you're unfamiliar with this role between light and health and how it can make it or how it can break it, and after listening to this role of light and health, you may say, whoa, I totally understand why the shit ton of supplements I'm taking, the strict diet I'm adhering to, you know, the strict exercise, CrossFit regimens that I'm trying to do, you know, why they're actually not working. Because honestly, those things won't work, especially long term, if you don't change your light environment. And here's why. Let's talk about this We're going to talk about the science a little bit, and I'll define it in a way that's super easy to follow and understand, so that after you hear this, you can go tell your mom, a friend, your partner, your spouse, hey, this is why we need to do the Sunlight RX more, and let's get these LED light bulbs out of our house and swap them for healthier light. So most people aren't aware of this huge relationship between light and health because, well, it's been buried from us, right? We place more emphasis on things like pharmaceuticals and diet and exercise and things that actually don't have as big of an impact on our health as light does. Of course, diet and exercise important, but when we do things like throw supplements or pharmaceuticals at our issue or even some surgery, of course, necessary. A lot of surgery, unnecessary. So instead of throwing things at our health issues that actually don't rectify the root cause, you can change your light environment and depending on your health, depending on your age, depending on your level of health, you should start to see some pretty dramatic improvements in your health. So we need to start by just looking at the role of the retina, which is located in the eye. Most people are familiar with it, they're aware of it, but ophthalmologists tend to even dismiss this real importance of the retina. They think, hey, yeah, the retina is this organ that receives visual stimulus, right? And then it sends that stimulus to your brain, and then you see, you can see images. And that's literally as far as they tend to go with the role of the retina. Your body takes light and or sees visual images, organize them in a way where you can actually see forms, okay? Like, hey, in front of me there's a lamp, okay? And your brain can kind of see that and then send that message to your retina, sees it, sends the message to the brain and can put this together. Hey, that thing is a lamp, right? So that's basically where the story ends when it comes to ophthalmology and what they view the role of the retina is. However, it goes much deeper than that. The primary function of the retina actually is to regulate our metabolic and hormonal status of our entire body. Okay? So this obviously doesn't make logical linear sense to most people because we haven't been taught that, hey, what I see is going to impact my hormones, is going to impact my fertility, it's going to impact how I menstruate, it's going to impact my mood, it's even going to impact my weight. If I develop type 2 diabetes, if I struggle to lose weight, if I develop Hashimoto's or other thyroid disorders, yes, in fact, this is the connection we need to start making, that the primary function of the retina is to regulate your body's metabolic and hormonal status, okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit about this, why this happens, and the real importance of this, because literally every single chronic disease out there today is linked to some form of metabolic or hormonal disorder, and often both of those are not functioning optimally. So what happens is your retina regulates your metabolic status. So hey, when you're hungry, when you're full, how your body puts on weight or loses weight, can you lose weight, right? Can you gain weight if you need to? And also, when you menstruate, can you get pregnant? What is your fertility? What are your moods like? What is your hormonal status like? What's your endocrine function like? Your retina determines and regulates these activities depending on the type of light that enters your eye. Okay, so This information actually, it's in the ophthalmology literature. It's out there. I found it. So literally, many other people have found it. But most ophthalmologists, their vision is a little bit myopic in this way because they're very influenced by the pharmaceutical industry, by surgeries. They want to do LASIK. That's huge for them, right? So what impetus do they have like to go and search for this information? It's like, you know, that's not how they make money. That's not how they get paid. The system isn't set up for them to teach people how to use sunlight and how to light their homes in order to support their health, including their eye health. And this isn't just limited to ophthalmologists. If medical doctors and naturopaths and other alternative health practitioners knew this information, they can really help to support the health of their patients and clients. And I will speak from firsthand experience. For the first several years of my of going into my own private practice, I focused on nutrition as my main mode. Like, here, eat this diet, okay, focus on these foods, focus on these supplements. And okay, some of my clients got a little bit better. Can I say they had like miraculous cures and were able to overcome, you know, cancer and diabetes and Hashimoto's and other health issues that they struggled with? I can't. Because as soon as they went off of the diet, their symptoms got insanely worse. And so once I started to use light and figured out this connection between light and health, because I had a TBI in my early 20s, which most of you are aware of. And so it took me about literally a decade to figure out this link between health and light and how light influences the hormonal status, even dopamine production, serotonin production, and metabolic status. I created the Sunlight RX and then started implementing that with my clients. That's when the big health breakthroughs started to happen. When we merged diet and sunlight, and then even bigger health breakthroughs when we add in homeopathy for individuals who really are struggling with chronic conditions. But these, by combining these two things, you should see really, really positive, huge forward movement with your health. So let's talk about the retina a little bit, because a little bit more. It's literally one of the most important, your eye, your organ, the organ in your body, right? So the retina is located in the eye. The eye is literally, along with the skin, the two most important organs in your body. I talk about this in the ebook, and this is because your eye perceives light and it sends the messages that it receives from light to your hypothalamus, and then that stimulates, hey, release this hormone, produce this hormone, release this metabolic signal. The light that you look at literally tells your brain and your endocrine system how to function. So, of course, as I mentioned, medical doctors, they don't look at this. Ophthalmologists, they don't look at this. They want to do LASIK. They want to write eye prescriptions, and medical doctors want to write prescriptions, right? So, so this is literally, with all of our chronic diseases out there today being rooted in some sort of metabolic and or hormonal imbalance, we are just, it's just at this point, ignorant to try to help somebody get better without bringing in this aspect of light. And not a lot of people understand this connection. And I was ignorant about it at one point in my life as well. But when your clients don't get better, or when they're just treading water, you have to look at yourself as a healthcare practitioner and be like, hey, okay, what am I doing that's, you know, that needs to be improved? And so for me, that that big breakthrough was around light, and then soon after homeopathy as well. So here's something that's really interesting, and I want to bring this in because it really brings this clear point with regard to the importance of the type of light that hits the eye with regard to one's metabolic health. So this is even in the scientific literature, even today, that cataract surgery greatly increases the risk for type 2 diabetes. And when I say greatly, I mean it's almost like a sure win, a sure bet that somebody will develop type 2 diabetes after they've had cataract surgery. And this is because that surgery actually blocks UV light from entering the eye. And UV light, and your retina only needs like a tiny amount of UV light. I believe the amount that it is able to extrapolate from sun is literally like 1 or 2% of UV light enters your eye, and that is all your body needs to regulate your metabolism and hormone health. And so just by getting cataract, doing that surgery, you block UV light from entering the eye, and this is what sets the stage for type 2 diabetes. And this is because UV light is literally the main light source that helps balance and regulate how your cells process insulin. So for all my clients who struggle with their weight, they're overweight, they're obese, or they have some issue with their blood sugar, many people do today. If I see on a lab a blood sugar level greater than 85, especially greater than 90, that tells me that there are blood sugar issues going on. And that's a glucose reading in U.S. units. That to me is a red flag that there's a blood sugar issue going on. And so what I tell these individuals is that I teach them the Sunlight RX, or I just say, hey, go download the ebook for literally $17. Take your shirt off and make sure your liver gets in UV sunlight when it's available in your area, because UV light literally depletes glucose from the liver. Okay, fatty liver disease, boom, go and do that. Going to be extremely, extremely helpful. So light plays a huge role on your metabolic and your hormone health. Red light's available all year round. 42% of sunlight is always red light, which is huge and important for your energy levels, supports your mitochondrial health, supports energy production, supports hydration of your cells. UV light is absolutely huge when it comes to your hormonal health, and this includes blood sugar regulation. So very interestingly, by just doing some research and digging in the ophthalmology literature, and I found this study or information, I should say, that dates back to the early 1800s that actually refers to the retina as the retinal hypothalamic endocrine system. Okay, so for some reason that was probably, you know, a mouthful for ophthalmologists present day to say, so we're just going to call it the retina, right? But then we leave out this whole huge defining, you know, characteristics of what the retina is, the retinal hypothalamic endocrine system. That's how big of a role your retina plays with regard to your hormone health. So for those of you who are unfamiliar, the hypothalamus, located in the brain, regulates your metabolism, your energy levels, your hormone production, how you put on weight, how you lose weight, can you lose weight? Hypothalamus plays a big role. If you want to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight, it is paramount that you expose your retina to the proper kind of light, meaning sunlight, and then regulating your indoor light environment as well, so that you don't destroy your hormones by looking at junk light. And I'll get into that here in just shortly here with regard to how junk light influences your metabolism and your hormones. So the retina, we really need to expand how we, what we call the retina. It is not just the retina, but it's the retinal hypothalamic endocrine system or the oculoendocrine system. Referred as to in the ophthalmology literature as both, which right there connects this huge, huge relationship between the retina and your hormones, the retina and your metabolism, and the light that hits your retina, how it influences those two systems in a really huge way. Okay. And this is because the light that hits your retina literally triggers the production and the release of hormones in the hypothalamus, in the pituitary gland, in UVA light, which is present from about 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the summer months. Now, that depends on where you are and where you're located. But when you are in that light, you actually replenish your melatonin stores. And then when your retina knows that it's dark outside, the pineal gland begins to release melatonin. Okay? So literally light regulates how you produce and what time of day you release certain hormones. And this is what really determines the state of your circadian biology. So anyone struggling with a hormonal or metabolic issue, infertility, chronic fatigue, type 2 diabetes, obesity, thyroid disorders, cancer, literally the list goes on and on, high blood pressure, every chronic disease today is linked to a metabolic and hormonal balance. So if you're someone out there who you've relied hardcore on diet, on exercise, on supplements as your main go-to, bump light up to the first primary, because this is foundational when it comes to rectifying all of our chronic issues of today. Okay. So just in a nutshell, the light that hits your retina is the single most influential and most powerful force on your metabolic and hormone health. And this is because of the link between light, the retina, and your endocrine organs, specifically the hypothalamus and pituitary gland. So, the last thing I want to mention here before we dive into light bulbs, just so you really understand, like I really want you to get why I'm so into light and sunlight and light bulbs, and why surrounding yourself with a healthy light environment is so important to your health. So you get this. I think I drove it home, this relationship between the retina and the endocrine system. Okay, let's talk about the PVN, or the paraventricular nucleus, which sits right behind the retina. Okay, this is literally where the master clock, the master circadian regulating clock of the body sits, right behind the retina. And so the light that hits the retina tells the PVN what time of day it is, what season it is, even what hour it is, because literally your body is going to release different hormones depending on the time of day. Okay, and I'm going to get into that a little bit here when we talk about junk light, because this is one of the main issues today, is that people are releasing hormones either too much at the wrong time of day, too little at the wrong time of day. The way that hormones are released, it's off, okay? And this is most often out of balance because just simply from being in a junk light environment and or not getting enough sunlight exposure. So the PVN, the light that hits your retina, signals to the PVN, which is the master clock, the master circadian clock of the body. And it literally tells your body what time of day it is. So I'm going to take one of the most classic examples between cortisol and melatonin. two hormones that I think you all are really familiar with. I talk about those frequently on the podcast here because these are basically the two most important circadian regulating hormones that we know of today. And so most people know that, hey, my cortisol levels are totally out of whack. They're totally out of balance. Or the other end of the spectrum is that a lot of people today take melatonin supplements to try to sleep at night, which is a huge issue. It's just a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid for a poor light environment, really. If you need melatonin at night, it tells me you're not in a healthy light environment during the day or at night. And so your body literally can't sleep because you didn't rebuild your melatonin stores in AM sunlight. And then you likely looked at junk light after sunset. And so your melatonin stores, one, didn't get replenished, and two, they're not getting released at the proper time because you're looking at junk light after sunset. But let's just talk about this relationship a little bit, because when cortisol levels are highest, melatonin levels are lowest. These two have an inverse relationship, these two hormones, and these two hormones really determine the state of your circadian biology and your metabolic and hormone health. So at sunrise, you want to be looking at sunrise because the color combination that's present at sunrise, red and blue light, this starts when your retina sees those colors, those two colors combined trigger the release of cortisol from the anterior pituitary gland. Okay, so it's really important. This is why I emphasize to everyone, my clients, my family, anybody I meet who is willing to listen to, hey, watch the sunrise, okay? If your cortisol levels are out of whack, people who have cancer, people who have diabetes, a chronic disease, they can't sleep, make yourself get up in the morning and go and watch the sunrise, okay? This is going to stimulate the release of cortisol. Now, as soon as cortisol is released, when your body sees that when your retina sees that combination of red and blue, what happens is, whoa, melatonin that has been released while you were sleeping, which is how you heal and how you regenerate, melatonin release is paused. It's stopped. This is a good thing. This is the right time of day where we need this switch to happen. We need melatonin release to be paused when the sun rises, and we need cortisol production to start. Otherwise, we're not going to have any energy throughout our day. But also, as you go throughout your day, so let's say sunrise is at 6 a.m., right? And so then your cortisol release starts. But it's not like this like old faithful faucet that's just like pouring cortisol out in this like huge amounts. It's like, here's this trickle. It's like the faucet starting to run. And then as the light as the apex of the sun gradually builds in the sky and you're outside in sunlight, your cortisol levels are, cortisol release is going to gradually and steadily increase. And this is what we want. We want this steady, ongoing release of cortisol until about solar noon. And then, you know, around 1, 2, 3 p.m. cortisol release begins to make its way back down to the trickle, okay? This is exactly what we want. Now, if we start our day off with, like, bulletproof coffee or caffeine, and we, like, throw on junk light all through our house, like the LEDs, and we look at our iPhone and we're scrolling Instagram before we get out of bed, that's like turning the faucet on Old Faithful style and like just flooding your body with cortisol. This is how we flatline our hormones, create hormonal imbalances, gain weight, have hormonal struggles when we just by doing that, okay? Especially when we look at junk light, and then if we add caffeine to the mix, and we are not watching sunrise, this is when the issue sets in. Now, as we move towards sunset, cortisol release goes back down to the trickle, and then 2 to 4 hours after sunset, this is when melatonin release begins. if you're not looking at junk light, okay? So we need to make sure we mock our indoor environment, light environment, to allow for melatonin to be released at the proper time. Because if it's not, you're not going to heal or regenerate during the night. And then the next day comes and you're going to be fatigued because you're going to be living off of like these old, worn out cells. It's like somebody who walks on a treadmill and never gets off. So they can never recover their energy. They can never rest. They can never replenish. They can never heal. And then eventually they get to this state where they collapse. And the collapse can reflect type 2 diabetes or cancer or obesity or heart disease or chronic fatigue, etc. Okay, so literally the type of light that hits your retina sends these messages to your hypothalamus, to your pituitary gland, to your pineal gland, hey, release this hormone in this amount. Oh, and then, you know, pause cortisol, let's switch the button now to melatonin, flood the body with melatonin, etc. Okay, so it's really, really, really important. The moral of the story is that we need to be taking our light environment much more seriously when it comes to our health. Okay, so two ways to do this. Number one, the Sunlight RX. Many of you know the Sunlight RX. If you haven't, it's literally a four-step protocol. It's an ebook that I wrote. You can grab it on my website, heathershepherd.com. Just scroll down the homepage and you'll see a place to purchase it. But you may be listening to this when I'll have an ebook link on the top header of my menu also. So if you don't know that, please go do that. Learn that protocol. It's really easy. It teaches you how to use sunlight to support your metabolic hormone mitochondrial health. And then number two, we need to start looking at our indoor light environment. Okay. So by combining your Sunlight RX with practicing healthy indoor lighting practices, you're going to do loads for your hormone and metabolic health, much more so than any diet or exercise routine is going to get you, or supplement protocol, or like fancy genetic test. Man, if you've done so already, okay, cool, but don't waste your money on those things. They're usually not helpful, and the solution tends to be much easier than what those tests reveal. And usually the solutions they provide to those tests, like, here's the foods you're allergic to, just avoid those. That's actually not helping the problem. It's just like placing, a rug over a hole in your carpet, right? So it's not going to actually fix the issue. So let's talk about the indoor light environment, because this is huge. Let's say you know the Sunlight RX, you practice the Sunlight RX, and I want your body to hold all of the benefit you gained from being outdoors in sunlight. And so when you come inside, I want your body to continue to heal, to reap the benefits from the Sunlight RX, and not be destroyed by being in junk light. So what do I mean by junk light? Let's start with that. Junk light is man-made light. It's artificial light, okay? Now, there's ways to light your home with quote-unquote artificial light that is not health damaging. So I just want to also emphasize that as well. This doesn't mean, hey, when it's sunset, turn off all the lights in your home, because if you're living at a high latitude, it could be dark at 3 p.m. in the winter months. And, you know, you don't have to make your home completely dark, you know, 365 days a year right at sunset. There's ways you can use certain forms of artificial light to also support your health as well. But in general, the majority of people today are using LED lights. The modern LED lights that plug into, they don't even twist into the light fixtures anymore. They like have these like teeth that plug into the wall or the ceiling, which this is the junk light that I'm talking about. LED lights, fluorescent lights. And then, of course, we also have to address the light that's present on our devices and on our screens, okay? Most people today work on a computer, they work on their phone, they're in Zoom meetings all day, they're on social media posting, they're editing things, right? And so we also have to consider this type of light that hits your eyes, because most people today are spending more time looking at a screen than being outside. And so we have to really understand that the light your retina is taking in when you look at a screen or an LED light, this light is junk light. It's predominantly blue. It does contain some green as well. But there's no other, you see, we need antidotes to the blue. You cannot just expect to look at blue and get health benefits like in the sun. Sunlight does contain blue light, but it never contains blue light by itself. It never contains green light by itself. Blue light is always combined with red light and or ultraviolet light in the sun, okay? That's a healthy combination of light. That's a healthy, when we combine blue light with other light forms, the red and the UV, then it becomes beneficial. When we extrapolate it and put it in a light bulb and increase the color temperature of the blue, that's when the health effects are going to take place. So it's not blue light in and of itself that's bad. It's that we have singled it out and put it in our light bulbs, and we've done this because we can make it really bright. It produces a very bright light. We have, you know, found ways to call it energy efficient and make the LEDs energy efficient, so our light bill is less. But when it comes to your energy production in your body at the mitochondrial level, it's actually a lot worse just by being in an LED light environment. So how energy efficient is it? Not very energy efficient at all. So we really have to take a look at how we're lighting our homes. Because if you're just looking at blue light on your screen and in an LED light, what we know is that blue light really stimulates the release of cortisol. And so when you're looking at blue light, artificial blue light, your screen has it, your LEDs in your home has it, what happens is you get this huge flood, that Old Faithful, that like boom, that huge burst of blue light, which floods the system with cortisol. And there's nothing to offset it. There's nothing to balance it with. You know, there's no red there to balance the blue. There's no UV there to balance the blue. And so what happens is your retina sees this really bright blue color, and it knows, hey, I'm supposed to release cortisol when I see blue. So go, boom, boom, boom. And it's a really high color temperature of blue. And so what it does is it's not this trickle of blue light. It's this huge burst it's not the trickle of cortisol, excuse me. It's this huge burst of cortisol that's released from your anterior pituitary when you're looking at blue light, artificial blue light. So what happens is, and even studies are showing this, that you can just be in a junk light environment and develop type 2 diabetes. So you can destroy your metabolic and hormone health simply by being in a blue light environment. This is why people tell me, like, hey, I'm on a ketogenic diet, and they're on a carnivore diet, they're on some healthy diet, right? But their light environment, they're eating that diet underneath blue light. They're like, or they're cooking their food under blue light, or they're lighting their home and their workspace with blue light, right? So when you're constantly looking at this artificial blue, this signals to the endocrine system, hurry, release more cortisol. And in cortisol, it's a stress hormone. So we'll likely, when we first look at blue light, get a huge surge of energy, but then like your hormone system can't keep up with that amount of cortisol release. So you'll crash, your hormones will start to flatline, and your energy levels will start to tank, And so it's a really, really destructive cycle to be in. So a lot of people who struggle with their health and they try the, you know, top diets and exercise protocols. Listen, if you're under junk light, your metabolism and your hormone health simply cannot heal. It's literally a block to healing if you don't change your light environment as well. So don't look at your iPhone first thing in the morning. Change the LEDs in your home that are blue light LEDs, okay? Most standard LEDs, they're totally blue, mostly blue and some green in them, okay? Because this is going to send the message to your retina, release cortisol, pump out cortisol. And this is going to cause serious health implications on your metabolic and hormone health. So also, we really need to pay attention to the light that we're inundated with after sunset, because if you're looking at blue light after sunset, the message that your retina is giving is, hey, continue to release cortisol. And if cortisol is being released, melatonin is not going to be released, right? These two have an inverse relationship together. So after sunset, if you're looking at blue light on your screen, you're scrolling Instagram, you're filling up your cart with something, you're watching Netflix, and you're looking at it through the blue light screen, right? You're going to continue, your body's going to continuously release cortisol. And so what happens is, some people, they can fall asleep at night whether they look at a screen or not. It doesn't matter if you're looking at a blue light screen or LED lights, even if you can sleep at night, because there are some people who can still do this in sleep. You're still not going to be releasing melatonin during sleep. If so, it's not going to be adequate enough to produce any type of healing effect, okay? So then there's the other end of the spectrum with people who are looking at a screen, they're on their devices, they're looking, they're under LED lights at night, and they can't sleep. And simply by making this shift in your light hygiene, your light habits, I often see huge, huge improvements in sleep. And this is because after sunset, we need to light our home in ways that don't trigger the release of cortisol and that instead allow melatonin to be released at its proper time, which is 2 to 4 hours after sunset. So how can you do this? What are some ways you can do this? And I'll primarily for this episode focus on how to light your home after sunset, because it can be one of the most important It's one of the most important lighting practices to get down to support your metabolic and hormone health. How you light your house during the day, it's a little bit more complex. I'll go over that in the ebook, but I want you to really take home at least how to protect your melatonin levels and how to support this balance between cortisol and melatonin release to support your hormone health and metabolic health. So here's what I'm going to suggest. And this is what I suggest to all of my clients as well. So, first and foremost, when you're in front of a screen, no matter what time of day it is, put your blue blockers on. I'm a big fan of Midwest Red Light Therapy. The guy does an amazing job, Kyle. He runs a great business. And his products are priced extremely reasonably. Most people today, their prices for their red light devices, their blue blockers, absolutely insane. Kyle does a great job, Midwest Red Light Therapy. Head over there and grab a pair of his blue blocking glasses. So during the day, you're going to want the orange lens. During the night, you're going to want the red lens. You can use my code SunlightRx at checkout to save on your purchase. Please do that when you're in front of a screen. Okay, if it's after sunset, all you have to do is, let's say your spouse or your partner wants to watch something, a show or something, and they're not convinced yet that light plays that big of a role on their metabolism or health, but you do. You know, you've listened to the podcast, you've heard other people speak about it. And so put your red blue blockers on at night. Yeah, things are going to look like I Love Lucy, you know, black and white style. It's going to look, you know, you're not going to see color. But that's the whole point, because if you have your red lenses on after sunset, this is going to really support the timely release of your melatonin so that you can heal, your cells can heal, regenerate, produce autophagy, apoptosis at the mitochondrial level while you're sleeping, which is what you want to happen, okay? The other thing you can get when you're over at Midwest Red Light Therapy is the red light bulbs that Kyle also sells. So as soon as it's dark, what we do in our house is we turn on red light bulbs. I have literally like a bunch of lamps in my home. Depending on the room I'm in, I will turn on a lamp with a red light bulb in it. Now, if you have a red light device, okay, this is way too powerful to have on for any prolonged period of time. Use the red light bulbs at Midwest Red Light Therapy. Again, use my discount code SunlightRx. Save a few bucks. But then put these light bulbs in after sunset, and you're really going to be protecting your melatonin levels. Okay? The last thing I want to suggest for today is that if you haven't, most people have done this, but if you haven't yet, do this. I think it's like $14. Go to Iris. I think it's like iris.tech. It's some kind of like, it's not like a .com. It's not like your typical .com thing. But just put an Iris Eye software, okay? Okay, if you have built-in blue light protection on your Mac or iPhone or whatever, no, it's not good enough. It's literally not good enough. Don't trust Apple. Don't trust their built-in systems. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health. And it's not, and just, it's just not as good as Iris. So go to Iris, download it. I literally think it's maybe $10 now, somewhere between 10 and 14 bucks. Download it. Keep it in sleep mode as much as you can, as often as you can. Sleep mode makes the entire screen red. So you can do your screen thing. Like I do all my Zoom calls hooked up to Ethernet, which is a whole other thing, but also in sleep mode. So I'm not like getting blasted with EMFs and I'm not getting blasted with blue light during when I can still do my work. And all the benefits that I'm getting doing my Sunlight RX hold and stick because I'm protecting myself when I need to be in front of a screen. So download Iris, keep it in sleep mode. If you can't keep it in sleep mode, you need to see a link or you need to like pay for something and make sure you see it clearly. Put it in health mode and wear your blue blockers, wear your orange lenses, okay, at Midwest Red Light Therapy. Okay, last thing I'll say about Iris is that if you need to read something on your computer, a huge link that many studies continue to show is this link between looking or reading black, little tiny black print, you know, in our books, just think about it, tiny black print behind a white page. So there's a white background and there's tiny black print. That's all our books, literally all of our books are like that, right? If you put Iris in programming mode when you need to read something like a long document or, you know, whatever, you have to read something or you download the ebook and you want to read it online, which I would just suggest printing it out. But if you need to read something on online, put Iris in programming mode. It changes the back of your screen color to black and the letters are in white. And by doing this swap, you will prevent myopia, okay? Most, there's been studies showing that, especially starting in kids of school age, when they start to read books with the white background and the black, small black lettering, that this increases their chance of developing myopia, not being able to see far away. And by simply making this switch to the background is black and the letters are white, you prevent that. Like, genius, right? So those are some basic light hygiene practices that you can implement into your life, into your home, into your workspace to help support your hormone and metabolic health. Keep an eye out for the light bulb ebook. I'll be dropping that this February, and that will go into a lot more detail on how to light your home during the day. I'll go over safe computer screen practices, how to light your home during the night, and we got into that during this episode as well. See you next week. If you're wanting to optimize your vitamin D levels this 2022, you can do so by learning my 4-step Sunlight RX protocol. This is the exact protocol that I use to heal my TBI and that I engage in every single day to help support my health. It's also the same protocol that I teach all of my clients to help support their metabolic, hormone, gut, and mental health. To get your copy of the Sunlight RX ebook, go to heathershepherd.com. That's HEATHARSHEPARD.com. Scroll down the homepage and you'll find where you can get your copy of the Sunlight RX ebook. Then you'll be able to start using sun just as our ancient ancestors inherently did to help heal and revitalize their body. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about my approach to health, to see all of my creations in the kitchen and all of my Sunlight RX tips, you can follow me on the gram at sunlight_RX and subscribe to this podcast to access weekly episodes.